I'm Frank Vaughn, and it's May 26, 2020, and I really thought I was done with this subject. After putting out a poll and a video suggesting a bottom-up approach to the development of a constitution for the People's Party of Canada, the people in the People's Party actually massively backed it, those who voted. But the people at the top of the People's Party said it's impractical, and we need a military-style chain of command, top-down approach, to actually get this done, even though they haven't been able to get it done for almost 2 years. But we'll finish dealing with that at the end of this video. First, I want to address the idiot tweets, which attempted to provide about 5% transparency when we need 100%. Some idiots are pushing a conspiracy about the PPC being registered as a singular nonprofit organization. That was necessary to secure the party name and have an entity before the party was officially registered in January 2019. It's the first thing Elections Canada told us to do. Let's discuss the factual inaccuracies here. Number one, the easiest one is the Elections Canada claim. It's against Elections Canada rules. They can't advise you to form a corporation. They don't advise you on how to structure your party. It's against their rules. That's a false statement. The second thing is the singular. A nonprofit. There's actually two. Everybody should remember the first not-for-profit. This is registered at the federal, that is the Canada level, and it has a corporate number of 110-56808, and it has three directors, Charles Laflamme, Martin Masse, and Maxime Bernier. And while there could be a perfectly good explanation for this that escapes my thinking, there is a second not-for-profit registered to the Parti Populaire du Canada, or the People's Party of Canada, in the province of Quebec. Its NEQ number is 117-429-1816, which means it's a separate registration from the federal number that I just gave you. It was constituted on the same day or thereabouts. It's a political organization, and if we feed its purpose to the Google machine, it'll tell us that it's to promote the good government administration for the people of Canada, not to form a government, not to elect members to parliament, but to promote good governance. It sounds like an advocacy group, but it's called the People's Party of Canada. And while there might be a perfectly good explanation for having a not-for-profit in Quebec as well as at the federal level, I find it quite surprising that this not-for-profit registered in Quebec has a different board of directors. Now, Max, Charles, and Martin are all named on this, but there's two extra names, Clinton DeVoe and Christian Roy. Now, I can't speak for Roy, but DeVoe, at least, is going to be very surprised to find himself still involved with the PPC because he was fired on terrible terms a long time ago and has no part in the PPC anymore, yet here he is, as of today, still listed as a board of directors member for a not-for-profit political advocacy registration in the province of Quebec. And before you jump to the conclusion that one is the party and one is the fund, here is the registration with Elections Canada for the People's Party of Canada itself. So that's three separate entities that I've found so far. And for the life of me, I can't find a parallel. Now, maybe my research is incomplete, folks. Please correct the record if you can. But the Libertarian Party isn't organized this way. Hell, they're not even incorporated. The Conservative Party of Canada is not organized this way. The Liberal Party is not organized this way. The NDP is not organized this way. So it begs the question, why do you have a not-for-profit at the federal level? Why do you have a not-for-profit in the province of Quebec? And why do you have a political party? What's the need for three different organizations? I'm just genuinely curious. Now, just to recap before we move on, the use of the singular A not-for-profit doesn't seem to apply here. We have three organizations so far. Maybe there's more. And the Elections Canada told us to do it is either Elections Canada broke their own rules or this tweet contains a known falsehood. The second part, that's also the reason we won our court case against Satinder Dhillon, a BC man who falsely claimed that he owned the rights to the People's Party of Canada because he planned to use it, but had not registered it. That's irrelevant. That doesn't belong here. Nobody asked about that, and it's completely unrelated to the transparency questions being asked. It's unrelated to the constitutional questions being asked. It's unrelated to anything. It's a segue. Now let's move on to the third part. Others are spreading rumors about a $250,000 salary and fund misappropriation. Those are things that need to be answered to. I never said they're true, but there are people who made very firm allegations about that, and I'd like the books to be open so that we could have a look. If it's not true, they need to be dispelled, and I'm glad Maxime's account is trying to do that. Completely false and defamatory. If they're not true, yes, they are defamatory. I was not paid by the party when I was an MP. Since the election, I get a much lower salary. More details when we release our financial statement soon. Well, let's talk about some details. Now, I want to remind you, that he is getting a gold-plated pension from the Canadian taxpayer, somewhere between $130,000 a year and $160,000 a year, based on other people in the pensions they're getting. Max served 10 years in cabinet. He's probably maxed out. That's over $10,000 in gross pay a month. He owns multiple properties, houses, condos, villas in the United States. He's not one of you. He's not working poor. So when he draws a wage from the PPC, even if it comes after the election, regardless of what it is, I want you to remember, all of you candidates, organizers, and volunteers who worked for free to organize the EDAs, who worked for free on your campaigns, who got no funds from HQ, who got no help from HQ, you were left on your own. There was no video support. There was no support whatsoever for the longest time. I want you to remember when you see that number come out that it's on top of $10,000 a month that he gets from the Canadian taxpayer. If this truly was about sacrifice monetarily, if he truly was about the Canadian people, do you think maybe he could afford to waylay a wage that he is taking from you, the hardworking people who made the PPC into what it was and got exactly nothing in return for it? And to all of you who think I have an agenda to take this party from Max, to all of you who think I'm trying to undermine him from within so I can replace him, I've quit. I've resigned. I'm done with the PPC. And now you'll say that I was just trying to do as much damage as I could going out the door, and that's my agenda. You know what? Fuck you. There is no agenda. I joined, I sacrificed, I gave my time, my energy, and everything I could to try and do this thing. It's not what I thought it was. And I'm out. That's it. I'm Frank Vaughn, and there's always more where that came from.
If you like what you see, please visit the website and make use of it. All of my work is available there, and if you find it valuable, please consider financially supporting it via the donate link on a one-off or monthly basis. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.